In Providence, Rhode Island, if you get a hankering in the middle of the night, the locals will send you downtown to the Haven Brothers Diner. This is no ordinary diner. The stools are on the back of a shiny stainless steel truck with a sign painted on the side boasting a Providence tradition since 1888. This truck was actually built in the 1930s. Haven Brothers has a dedicated parking spot right beside City Hall. It pulls in every day of the year at 4 p.m. By 4 a.m., it's gone.
They have a line, electrical line, that's just hooked up to the lamppost down there. That's been there for 60, 70, as long as they've had electricity here in Providence.
Daniel Zilka is the quintessential diner enthusiast. He restores old diners and is collecting memorabilia for an American diner museum in Providence. He says before electricity, Haven Brothers was a lunch wagon. One of the first, originally horse-drawn. And lunch wagons, not trains, according to Zilka, are where you find the roots of the American diner. We'll get to that history in a moment, but when you're standing in front of the Haven Brothers truck, it's not the history that beckons first.
What kind of food can you get in here?
It's burgers and fries and hot dogs. The thing that used to be very popular in New England, but in Providence, was beans and franks. And that's why these used to be called dog wagons, because the amount of hot dogs that they served out of them.
Also known as beanie weenie.
That's right.
Well, let's go inside.
Okay.
To get into the Haven Brothers Diner, which also sells lobster rolls, by the way, you walk up the little metal staircase that pulls down from the side of the truck, Murphy bed style. Crammed inside is a little counter, a little kitchen, about 8 stools, and as many characters.
My name's Michael Brule. I just ordered a cheeseburger and a small vanilla shake, and he got a vanilla shake. Big decisions. I've been coming here on and off since I was a kid. My father started bringing me in here.
If I had a nickel, you know, for... You know, every story about this place, I'd be a rich man. That's the truth, you know.
Ivan Giusti is the guy behind the counter serving up shakes and dogs. He's the son of the owner, Sal Giusti.
You know, I mean, it's basically all the same stories, you know. Like, you know, I came here with my father, you know, when I was like 4 or 5 years old. You know, it's the same stories, though, you know what I'm saying? So, because it's... you know, been here for so long, and, you know, it's different. You know, it's on wheels. I pull up, like, every single night. Rain, snow, holidays we're here, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just, and the food, too, of course. It's good food. It's really good food. It is good food.
It's really, really cold. When you're all cooked and the bars are closed, you come in here, you can get out of the cold. It's like last stop before going home.
This guy knows. He knows.
Raise a little last hell.
Have a good night, buddy.
See, these outdogs, this is robbery now compared to what it was when I grew up. How much are they now? I don't even know.
I think they're a couple bucks.
Couple of bucks? Ah.
Do you mind if I ask your name? I'm Debbie Elliott.
I'm Lou. Hi, Debbie.
You're Lou who?
Lou who? That's a good last name.
Are you from here?
Yes, from Providence, born and bred.
Is this somewhere you've been coming a while?
About 40 years, 50 years. Yeah. While. A long while.
What's your first memory of it?
Great dogs. Yeah, they haven't changed. And if you go out and you have a tuxedo on and your lady's in a gown, this is the place to come, and you sit on the steps. And you act like a fool, and it works.
You sit on the steps of the City Hall?
Yes. You have to sit on the steps of the City Hall, yes.
Thanks, Lou.
I'm going to go sit on this, on the steps.
By the time Lou was eating here as a young boy, Haven Brothers had been in business for more than 75 years. In 1888, an Irish immigrant named Anna Coffey Haven bought a lunch wagon and named it for her sons. Daniel Zilka says Mrs. Haven modeled her lunch wagon on one that a man named Walter Scott had created a decade earlier. Scott was a press man in Providence, a town with three newspapers. And to make a little money on the side, he took sandwiches and whiskey around to the newspaper men and the local men's clubs. It blossomed into a full-time business. Zilka speaks reverently of Walter Scott, and as we sit in the back of the Haven Brothers truck, he pulls out old newspaper drawings of the man.
This is the guy who started it all?
That was his horse-drawn freight wagon. He cut the holes in the canvas, and he served prepared food out of there. Prepared eggs. They had something that was called chewed chicken, and it was grated chicken and made into a sandwich. And he had pies, and he had coffee, and he had hot dogs. He used to keep this basket, and if you didn't pay, he would hit you over the head with a club and keep your hat.
And your hat would be in this basket. Yeah. So if you came and paid up, you'd get your hat back.
You'd get your hat back. Get a lump, get a hat, was his motto. And he's the man who created the fast food. He is Mr. Fast Food.
Walter Scott's success spawned a lunch wagon craze in Providence that spread through New England.
They would pull up to a curb, and people could get takeaway food from the sidewalk, or a carriage or wagon could pull up next to it, and they could order from a window.
Like a drive-through window.
Like a drive-through window, yeah. But there were so many of these in places like Providence, in Boston, that they were creating traffic jams because they could set up all day at a certain location, but a lot of the restaurant owners were getting upset because they had to pay taxes. So a lot of the cities, like Providence, passed ordinances where they could not be on the street before a certain time, as in the Haven Brothers here. They weren't allowed to come before 4 o'clock, and they had to be off the street in the morning by a certain hour.
Zilka says most lunch wagons found a permanent spot and traded in their wheels for a bigger wagon made to look like a railway dining car, hence the diner. But Haven Brothers has been a holdout for 126 years now, a daily reminder of those pioneering lunch wagon days, pulling up as it does at 4 p.m. to feed the denizens of the city long into the night. And the people of Providence are serious about protecting this little piece of American history. In fact, if you park in the Haven Brothers space, you will be towed. Tina Tennyson directed the broadcast, Marcus Rosenbaum edited, and Walter Ray Watson produced, with Tracy Wall, Alice Winkler, Kate Davidson, Douglas Hopper, Nishant Dahiya, and Petra Mayer. Martha Wexler is our senior editor. The technical director is Neil Ellis, with engineers Peter Alina, Arthur Halliday Laurent, and Abdullah Rufus. Key Molesky is our reference librarian. The newscast producer is Diane Scholar. That's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Debbie Elliott.